You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government announced yesterday a 50 cent rise in the minimum wage to $15.75 an hour, which will be implemented on April the 1st. This comes after a similar rise of 50 cents was implemented at the same time last year. Yesterday, I spoke to the Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety, Michael Woodhouse, about the move. I started by asking him if 50 cents is the magic number for incremental changes to the minimum wage.
Look, I don't think it can be presumed it's going to be 50 cents each year. Obviously, there are a number of variables that need to be taken into account. Economic conditions are one of them. Inflation, obviously. Previous government always talks about the fact that they increased by more, but of course they weren't able to control inflation. What we look at is a balance of issues, balancing affordability and the fact that the employers are the ones paying this largely, with the stated goal of government to try and increase minimum wages on a regular basis and preferably ahead of inflation. I think we've achieved that balance.
And so what prompted the government's move to raise the minimum wage?
Well, this is an annual process. On the 1st of April each year, the government makes changes, if it sees fit, to the minimum wage and to the starting out wage. We go through a process of reviewing that, consulting with unions, employer groups, and the prevailing climate, and then a recommendation is made to Cabinet. That went to Cabinet late last year, and I made the announcement today.
So it's just a coincidence that it's in an election year then?
Absolutely. We've done it every year ahead of the rate of inflation since we've become government. It hasn't always been 50 cents. That's been the prevailing number. But I think on one occasion when inflation was very benign, it was 25 cents. But on a percentage basis, it's this year 3.3%. Inflation's running about 0.4%. So I think it's a pretty good signal that real wages for those at that lowest level are going to go up.
So house prices in New Zealand went up 12.5% last year, according to QV data. Will the 3.3% minimum wage increase to $15.75 be enough to help New Zealanders keep up with the rising costs of housing?
Well, what you're presuming is that people on the minimum wage are house owners or house buyers. Now, what tends to happen is the 120-odd thousand people who are on the minimum wage are students.